brought to you by Puffin.
Clarity Jones and the Magical Detective Agency. Written and read by me, Chris Smith. When you have eliminated all which is impossible, then whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Sherlock Holmes. Never eliminate the impossible. Clarity Jones. Prologue. Murder by magic. The wizard had been murdered. To a trained eye, the signs were unmistakable. See if you can untangle any of these clues for yourself. First clue. There was clear evidence that somebody had forced their way in. The thick wooden front door of the tall, rickety house where the wizard lived had been kicked right down. It had been left lying flat on the floor with a large, muddy footprint clearly visible right in the middle of it. Second clue. A keen observer might have noticed that somebody had been making threats against the wizard. To one side of his cluttered front room, there was a desk piled high with the usual wizardly nonsense, tall green glass files, dusty old books with words written in a language that looked like Latin but wasn't, a few odd-coloured crystals, you know the kind of stuff. Anyway, on this desk, half tucked underneath a feather duster, was a large sheet of parchment with the words, "You will die, wizard! Korg the Destroyer," picked out in elaborate Gothic script in neat black ink. Significant. Third clue, and perhaps the most telling of all, if you really know what you're looking for. The wizard's head had been cut clean off. Most of him was spread-eagled on the stone floor, legs splayed as if he'd been running away from the door. His head, however, was not in its traditional position on top of his shoulders. Instead, it had been placed on the mantelpiece, from where it overlooked the untidy room, wearing a floppy blue hat with moons on it and a startled expression. Yes, the clues were all there if you knew where to look for them. The wizard had been murdered. Even the Meandermart City Watch managed to work that out, and, as you're about to discover, the guards of the Meandermart City Watch are not generally selected for their dazzling intelligence.
"Someone's done murdered that wizard," grunted the armoured woman, who walked past in the early hours of the morning during her patrol of the cramped and dingy corner of Meandermart known as the Mage's Quarter.
"What, another one?" grumbled her deputy, a shorter man who had to crane his neck to peer over her shoulder.
"Yep," he confirmed mournfully. "You got it in one, Captain. That one's been right killed. Head clean off and everything."
"He's dead, all right," agreed the watch captain.
"Head off," she repeated, nodding to herself. "That'll do it for you."
Holding her flaming torch above her head, she leaned into the room and looked around. Dawn was only just breaking, and a pale light cast thick shadows around the room that flickered and jumped in the orange firelight.
Look over there."
Stepping carefully, she moved to the table and examined the parchment, her lips moving soundlessly as she spelled out the message.
"You will die, wizard, it says here,"
she called back to her companion after a few moments.
"Do sound like someone be threatening him," observed the deputy guard with a sage nod, reaching under his tarnished helmet to scratch his hair.
They're very itchy helmets.
"Reckon you're right," his boss agreed. "It's signed Korg the Destroyer," she went on slowly. "Do you know what I think happened here?"
Her deputy sounded excited as he stepped into the room behind her.
"I reckon this Korg the Destroyer, whoever he is, I reckon he'd unmurdered that there wizard. And the method of the murdering that was done," he concluded, holding up a stubby yet triumphant finger, "was the cutting off of that there head which has been placed atop the mantel yonder." "And you know what I think," countered his boss. "I reckon we did done solve this here murder."
A delighted grin spread across the deputy's face.
"I spotted all the clues, I did."
The deputy's grin vanished as he realised that he wasn't going to get any credit for his clue spotting.
"Now," the watch captain went on, rubbing her hands together, "all we need to do is track down this Korg the Destroyer person and arrest them. Then we can be back in the castle in time to sling them into dungeons before break."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?